thank you for your anointing upon me to minister your word, and that your word would be anointed tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Let's see where we go from here. I have a lot of sheets of paper up here, so don't y'all get nervous when you see me turning all these pages. It's a lot. But anyway, let's start out with my title is Broken But Still Usable. Broken But Still Usable. Now, I have a picture that I want you to look at that they're going to put on the screen for me in just a little bit. We're going to have a box. Okay, you see these crayons? I used to love the smell of crayons when I was growing up. But anyway, I want to make a point with these crayons tonight. We see this whole box, right? The new box. Then we see what? The broken pieces. Do y'all see the broken pieces? So now I want you to say that. Broken, but still usable. Lord, that used to be me. Can anybody relate to that? Amen. Have you been broken, but still usable? Isn't that good news? Amen. Well, I wanted to say this. It's a story that I heard, and a lot of you probably have heard it. This man brought his little girl a box of crayons, as we can see. So she was coloring and just having a good time. But later on, the crayons began to break. So she started crying. So he wants to know what's wrong. She said, my crayons are broken. And guess what his response was? And probably a lot of you have already heard it. Broken, but still usable. You can take these broken crayons and still color the same picture that you could color with the new crayons. So see, sometimes we are broken, but we are still usable. And when we are broken down like that, the devil will come and he use thoughts. He will put thoughts in our head. Now, I'm going to say something, and I want you to think about this. Thoughts, what we think, can influence us every day of our lives. What we think can influence us every moment of our lives. Whether we are going through tragedies, whether we are going through joyous times or happy times or whatever, it will influence us. Now, I want you to think about something. I'm going to call out a name of something. Now, as soon as that thought enters your mind, I want you to raise your hand. We're talking about thoughts, but we're also talking about broken, but still usable. But we're talking about thoughts. Okay, the first word is traffic light. You see it in your mind? You see, just say traffic light. You picture a traffic light. What about a swimming pool? Okay, what about cell phone? Everybody's hand should go up. You can picture that. You see how the thoughts come in your mind. What about a hot dog with slaw and chili and mustard and ketchup on it? Whoa. You see how quick those thoughts can come. What about a Bible? You see how quick those thoughts come. Ice cream cone. Oh yeah. You see how thoughts can affect our lives. So now just as easy as I can think about an ice cream cone or a box of crayons, the enemy will bring in different thoughts into our minds. And when he brings those thoughts in, it is to deter us from the word of God. It is to pull us away from where God is wanting to take us. But know that broken crayons still color. So no matter if you've been broken, you can still serve God. You still have a purpose and a plan. You know, growing up with my twin, we would break candy bars and cookies and stuff in half. But you know, we didn't throw it away because it was broken. Have you ever shared a candy bar with someone and just gonna break a piece off? Well, you didn't throw it away. Well, you know what? Since it's broken, you know what? I don't want it now. I don't want it because it is broken. But you know what? God is not like that. when we're broken, he doesn't say, I don't want you. He says, come on, I got you. I got you. Come on, come on. So just like that broken, those broken pieces of crayons, they're still serving their purpose. Broken, but still can color. So sometimes we may be broken, but God will restore and he will still use us. He will still take us to places where he wants to take us. He will still use us to walk out our destiny. Although we may have been broken at one time, but we are still usable. Now, we as Christians, we can still serve God, still walk in our destiny. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, the New Living Translation. New King James. That's good. The New King James. Okay. It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7. Verse 7. Casting all our cares upon him. Why? For he cares for us. He cares for us. Verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So the enemy is walking around looking for somebody to take advantage of. He's walking around looking for someone to distract. He's walking around looking for someone to pull them away from God. But it says for us to be vigilant, be sober. We need to know some things, because the enemy will come and try to pull us away. Amen? So now let's go to verse 9. Resist him. How do we deal with the devil? Resist him. How? Steadfast in the what? Faith. Knowing what? That the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. How many of you feel like sometimes you are the only one that's going through? Nobody else is going through this. Nobody's having to deal with this. Nobody's going through this but me. See, that's how the devil likes to divide and conquer your mind. He gets you feeling sorry for yourself. He gets you just like, oh, when he can get us in that place, then he can pull us away even more so. Verse 10, but may the God of what? All grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Now look at this, oh my. And it says what? After you have suffered a while, he will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. Who will do it? He will. He will do it after a while. He will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So just know that no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, he will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. This is all going to come to an end. Whatever you are going through, you are going through to the other side. We're not camping out. We're not stopping. We're going through. I could just stand right here once we dismiss service tonight and just tell myself, well, I'm just going to stay here. I'm not going through those doors. I'm just going to stay right here. Everybody else can pick up their belongings. They can walk through those doors, go on home. They can set the alarm and leave me just standing here. No, I have to make up my mind to pick up what I brought with me and put energy and strength and force to make myself walk through those doors and on out the door. So now that's how the enemy wants to do us sometimes. Outwardly, we look like we're walking through the doors. outwardly, we're going forward. But on the inside, we have just decided to sit down and not do anything. We're sitting down on the inside, but on the outside, we look like we're moving forward. But we have to know that no matter how broken we feel, how broken we are, or whatever we've been through, we are still usable to God. So we have to pick up ourselves. We have to pull ourselves up and say, I'm not staying here. I'm not going to stay in this place. There's a song that says, I've cried my last tear. Some of you probably have heard that. I've cried my last tear. I've cried the last time. It is a song and I like to hear. I've cried my last tear. There's just some things I refuse to cry over anymore. Because I have the victory, not me, myself, but the God in me, the faith of God on the inside of me, the power of God, the strength of God. I can walk through, I can go through some things, and He has taken us through things. So just know, you may have been broken, but you're still usable, still usable. And I want to read this to you. Thank God that again and again, God uses broken people in His kingdom, in His kingdom's work. When we look through the Bible, we will see example after example. So I want to read just a few of these names to you that was broken at one time, but God used them. Abraham seemed too old. And I think most of us probably have heard some of this, but how many of you know? It's good to hear it a second time, isn't it? Sarah was barren, but she had a baby. Isaac was broken by fear. Isaac was broken by fear. He was fearful. Gideon was afraid to obey God. Samson was an adulterer and a womanizer, but God used him. He still used him. Elijah felt suicidal, but God used him. Jeremiah seemed too young, but look, he wrote the book. But God used him. Jonah ran away from God, but God used him. Martha worried too much, but God still used her. So now we can see these people in the Bible, how they were broken, what they went through, but God still used them. How many of you heard about David? He killed Goliath, didn't he? God used him. But you know what? His poor choices, David made some poor choices. His poor choices led him to become an adulterer and a murderer. But God still used him. And God used David's line to bring Jesus into the world. What about Peter? How many of you heard about Peter? Y'all know about Peter, don't you? In chapter 3, Peter healed a man that couldn't walk. In chapter 9, there was a paralyzed man that he prayed for, and he was healed. He raised a lady from the dead. God used him. But do you know the night before Jesus was crucified, he denied Jesus? I don't know him. Who? No. I don't know him. But as soon as he realized what he did, the scripture says he wept bitterly. He was sorry for thinking like that. He was sorry for feeling that way. God restored him back. And guess what? God continued to use him. So we might be broken, but what? We're still usable. All right. What about Paul? Have y'all heard about Paul? Y'all know about Paul. He wrote most of the letters in the New Testament. And we are encouraged by Paul's boldness, his faith, and his perseverance. Listen what God said about Paul. He said he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry the gospel. So see, God was looking at the heart. He knew what was on the inside of it. He knew what he had put on the inside of him. But before God revealed himself to Paul, he was known as Saul. He was a persecutor of Christians. He would go into their homes and their villages, and he would kill them. He hated Christians. But God's love for us is not dependent upon our mistakes that we have made. He loves us. He won't ever leave us. God has a big plan for us. Can you say that? But we're going to say for me. God has a big plan for me. Say it again. God has a big plan for me. Broken but still usable. So God has a big plan for us. Our mistakes that we have made in the past did not disqualify us from fulfilling what God has called us to do. We serve an awesome God. So just remember, broken crayons still color. Broken crayons still color. And whenever we miss it, we just repent, start all over. We praise God. We worship God. We trust Him through the process. We trust Him through the process because He wants us to become usable again for His glory. Amen. So God heals our brokenness. He restores our joy, our hope, our peace, and our love. Broken, but still usable. Broken, but still usable. So I want you to remember that. I want you to take that with you. Broken, but still usable. Y'all blessed tonight by the word? Amen. Broken, but still usable. Amen. Take that word and be blessed. Pastor James, that's it.